Alabama and Arizona have the toughest immigration laws in the country, and this week a federal judge upheld much of the controversial Alabama measure. Behind both states' laws and many others is one man, Chris Kobach. He's a constitutional lawyer and the Secretary of State of Kansas. Kobach helped several states shape immigration laws, and he says there's more to come in 2012. Laura Ziegler of member station KCUR has this profile of the man behind a movement.
The typically punctual Chris Kobach is running late for his address to the Topeka Pachyderm Republican Club and dashes into the dining room.
Chris Kobach just walked in.
Many national stories have called the 45-year-old conservative Kansas Secretary of State movie star handsome and loaded with charisma. He looked the part, greeting some 60 guests.
Look at all the way around the table. Tell me where you live exactly.
I live on the wraparound porch south.
A graduate of Harvard, Oxford, and Yale, he was a White House fellow and chief immigration advisor to then Attorney General John Ashcroft after 9/11. His credentials undoubtedly make him the most famous Kansas Secretary of State and deified by his supporters. Here's Pachyderm Jim Taylor.
He's going to save America with what he's done in Arizona.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God.
Following opening ceremonies, Kobach told the crowd about the strict voter fraud law he helped get passed in Kansas. Later, he talked about his interest in illegal immigration, which he traces back to the time with his mentor, Ashcroft. 9/11, he says, energized him around the issue.
That's when things really went into high gear for me. And we discovered that five of the 19 hijackers had been in the country illegally prior to the attacks. They all entered legally on visas, but became illegally present during the time that we're here.
What put Kobach on the national radar was Arizona law SB 1070, which he helped draft. The law allows police to demand citizenship papers if there's a reasonable suspicion of illegal status during routine arrests. The National Conference of State Legislatures reports most states have immigration bills or resolutions. Kobach's worked with several states to craft them, including Georgia, Texas, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Missouri. At a campaign event before the 2010 elections, candidate Kobach brought in Sheriff Joe Arpaio from Arizona, who's enforcing the immigration law there. Rallies outside the event in a Kansas City suburb showed how both had become lightning rods because of it.
My name is Myrna Orozco, and I came to the United States when I was 4 years old. I came legally with the visa. However, like for many immigrants, it expired. I have to, you know, refuse to let men like Chris Kobach and Arpaio continue to spread a message of hate and intolerance for our immigrants around the country.
Kobach, of course, was elected in November 2010, and now he says he spends about 5 to 10 hours a week on immigration issues and only on nights and weekends. He said he wrote a draft of the Alabama law on his laptop in a turkey blind. It's a lucrative avocation. Official documents from Arizona indicate he made $300 an hour with a $1,500 monthly retainer plus expenses.
Chris Kobach is the driving force really behind the tactics that we're seeing out of the anti-immigrant lobby right now.
The Southern Poverty Law Center's Director of Research, Heidi Byrick, says Kobach's ideology has created the political space for extremism to grow. Even with Wednesday's ruling blocking some provisions, the Alabama law is still considered the strictest in the nation. Byrick says Kobach's leading a strategic anti-immigrant crusade, which she says has a racial element.
His decision to first start at the local level with laws and towns that were going through some strife over growing immigrant populations, and then to take that to the state level, shifted the entire terms of the debate.
Chris Kobach says he simply wants immigrants to come to the country legally.
There is no question that respect for a nation's immigration laws is something that every sovereign nation on the face of the planet demands. And there's nothing racially motivated about saying, you know, we have our immigration laws and we would like them to be enforced.
Meanwhile, the Kansas Secretary of State says watch for more immigration legislation in swing states in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler.